I've just been listening to the interview between Jeremy Brown and John Humphreys on the BBC, where they're talking about the details of the David Law case. This is obviously quite complex, and the issue about whether David Laws has actually broken the regulations seems to hinge on a matter of whether his long-term relationship with the gentleman who he is living with is actually a partnership. I think it's fairly clear that the complications regarding this case will make it fairly difficult for David Laws to have the same authority when he is demanding that people make cuts in their expenditure, and that he's going to make his position fairly difficult. Jeremy Brown, during the course of this interview, makes a point of saying how brilliant David Laws is and how much he has to offer to the country, and that he should not be hounded out of office because of this particular problem. I have very little knowledge of Mr. Laws. I don't have any pronouncements to make on that. But it does concern me that the media are again taking a very dominant role in trying to influence the way in which this country is governed. My initial thoughts when I heard this story was that we needed to look behind the story to the thinking of the people who were publishing it and work out how a story of this nature might be of benefit to them. I think it's clear that the owners of the Telegraph must have been very dismayed by the necessity for the Conservatives to go into coalition with the Liberal Democrats, and they are particularly unhappy, I'm sure, about some of the views that the Liberal Democrats hold on Europe and on distribution of wealth and a number of different issues. They will also have had in mind their straightforward commercial interests, because they have found that the whole issue of expenses made a huge deal of money for them, and if it's thrown in with questions of homophobia and other such issues, then that obviously does all help to generate a healthy profit for them. As a member of the Labour Party, it was very distressing for me to see over the last couple of years the way in which the press have completely dominated the whole of the pre-election period and effectively made it impossible for the Labour Party to get their views across in any effective way. And so I have no particular interest in seeing this particular coalition government prolonged, but I really don't want to see a situation where the media, by appealing to our worst and most prurient interests, can actually help to destabilise governments of whatever complexion.